Hallelujah. Can we stand up on our feet? Give the Lord the praise. Give him the honor. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you because you are God. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Welcome three people to the presence of the Lord. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to this wonderful, exciting month of above only existence by the power of praise. Welcome to the preservation service, oil of preservation, communion of escape for the month of June. Your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. Like we know, the month of praise will essentially give a charge and then proceed into praise. Some level of the theory or the principles, and then we proceed into the practicals. So quickly, we shall look at the preservation power of praise. The preservation power of praise. Our objective is to understand how praise preserves, and then number two, to understand the praise that preserves. The secret of the praise that preserves. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, and in verse 22, all the way to verse 23, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Somebody say a loud amen. It is clear throughout scripture that there is power in praise to preserve, power in praise to deliver. In Psalm 32 and in verse 7, he said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. God preserves us from trouble. He compasses us with deliverance by the power of songs. If you look carefully at the history of the children of Israel, you see a lot of preservation. Face of battle. In the Old Testament, the battle of Jericho, it was the power of songs that gave them victory in the battle. In the battle of the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Edomites, against Judah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where we read, it was praise that preserved them from being overrun and being destroyed by the enemy. Look at the story of David. David was said to have fought 66 battles and lost none by the power and the frequency of praise. He died in good old age. He couldn't die in battle. He had so many enemies. Enemies from within, enemies from without. He had the Amalekites to deal with, the Philistines to deal with. He had Saul to deal with. He had Goliath to deal with. He had the sons of Goliath to deal with. And even children from his own loins that rose up against him. He had all manner of battles. None of these battles could defeat him. Neither could any of the battles kill him. Because his official title was the sweet psalmist of Israel. I speak to someone here today. And I don't know the kind of battles you've been involved in your life. I declare that the battles will not overrun you. The battles will not overwhelm you. The battles will not finish you. And the battles will not destroy you. In the name of Jesus. You will gain victory. You will gain ascendancy. In the name of Jesus Christ. The question is, what is in praise that preserves lives? What is the power of praise. Number one is the establishment of divine presence, enhancing preservation. The establishment of divine presence, enhancing preservation. Praise brings the presence. Psalm 100 verse 4, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalm 22 and in verse 3, he said, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. So there is the establishment of his presence that brings about preservation. How do we know that? In Psalm 92 verse 1 and 2. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. That is the presence of the Lord preserving. The presence of the Lord on his own preserving. In Psalm 23 and in verse 3 and 4, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Right, from verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The presence of God carries preservation power. I prophesy, I speak to someone here today. That presence of God that carries preservation power is released for you now in the name of Jesus. I mean, without God saying anything, just that he is present is enough to preserve. He didn't say anything. He hasn't said nothing, but just being with you, it is the presence of God establishing preservation power. Number two, is the presence of God stepping into the battle. It is the presence of God. It is the release of Jehovah into life's battles. That is the power of praise. In the first case, he's just there. In this second case, he entered the battle. That is, he is active in the battle. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23, where we read, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab, Ammon's sire, that were come against Judah, and they were smitten. That is, your praise does not just establish God's presence around you, but your praise activates God's involvement in the battle. He steps into every battle around your life. I announce to someone here today, every battle currently in your life, Jehovah takes it over in the name of Jesus Christ. And the truth of the matter is, when God takes over, it is over. When God takes over, it is over. It is the release of Jehovah into the battle. Thirdly, praise guarantees the release of direction. And direction averts destruction. Direction guarantees preservation. In the course of praise, God speaks. People become sensitive to his voice of direction. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, from verse 2, as they worship the Lord, the Holy Ghost said, 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, while the minister ministered, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha and he received direction. Now, direction averts disaster. In 1 Samuel chapter 23, all the way from verse 1, we saw the experience of David with Keilah and how God delivered David from the hand of the Philistines many, many times by direction. Direction averts destruction. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, all the way from verse 17, we saw how when David was anointed, the Philistines heard he was anointed, they came and looked for him. And David sought for direction. And God gave him the direction, not just to escape destruction, but to obtain victory over the Philistines. So the climate of praise is a climate of direction. And direction comes to make a man escape destruction. In the name of Jesus, in the course of this praise, I prophesy direction. And this direction will cause you to escape destruction. In the name of Jesus, if you are saying amen, say a louder amen. It is a release of direction. What else happened in the climate of praise? Fourthly, it is the release of confusion in the camp of the enemy. When you are a genuine, authentic praise worshiper, confusion is activated. The Bible said, where we read in 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 22 and 23, they began to sing and to praise, and then the enemy rose up against themselves, and they began to fight themselves. In this season, I see the enemy fighting themselves because of somebody. If you are that one, say a louder amen. So there is confusion that is packed. As we preach tonight wholeheartedly, as we preach tonight energetically, I see the enemy arising and fighting themselves on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Number five. The climate of praise releases the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is the secret of unbeatable strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b, it says the joy of the Lord is your strength. It releases unbeatable strength. Unbeatable strength makes it impossible to faint in the day of battle. In fact, it causes you to turn the battle to the gate of the enemy. In Isaiah chapter 28 verse 5 all the way to verse 6, we see what strength can do. He says, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. And so, when strength comes, you turn the battle to the gate of the adversary. And tonight, as we praise, as we celebrate, I prophesy, strength is coming upon you, and this strength will cause you to turn the gates, to turn the battle to the gate of the adversary. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Even as I speak, that hyena on the left hand side, wherever you are watching from around the world, I declare it dissolved and dissipated and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Get ready for strength. Look at somebody, say, get ready for strength. Get ready for strength. Get ready for strength. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number six. The climate of praise releases the voice of the Lord. Not the voice of direction now. It causes the speaking of God onto the speaking of God to adverse situations. There are situations that there is a praise you offer that makes God to speak to the devil fighting you, to speak to the adversary, to speak to what is holding you. That was what happened in the case of Jonah. In Jonah chapter 2 verse 9, all the way to verse 10, the Bible said, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. He said, and the Lord spake to the fish. That as Jonah prayed, God spake to the fish. Do you understand that? There are praises you will praise tonight that will cause God to visit a witch in the night, to visit a wizard, to visit an occultic man on their bed in the night, that will cause God to speak to somebody who will not leave you alone, to speak to an adversary. And I declare, this praise tonight will cause your God to speak to an agent of darkness, to speak to an agent of hell, to speak to the power of darkness. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. God spoke to the adversary, and Jonah was released by the power of praise. Finally, praise releases the presence of the Lord, which is equal to the anointing that destroys yokes. It releases the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is equal to the anointing, and the anointing terminates yokes. Acts 10
38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, and God was with him. Isaiah 10 and in verse 27, in that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. When you praise, God steps in. And when God, where God is called, the presence of God is called the anointing. The anointing terminates yokes. Danger. Disaster. The things that came against you to take you out. The anointing is released. Worshippers carry heavy presence. Genuine worshippers. Praisers carry heavy presence. And I declare today, in the name of Jesus, as we praise and celebrate and honor and rejoice in the Lord tonight, a presence is being released that will break and terminate all yokes around your life. If you believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, these seven things happening will guarantee your preservation. What do you do to get this to happen? First of all, praise God with understanding, the understanding of what you just heard. Psalm 47 and in verse 7, the Bible said, for God is King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Praise God with understanding. Praise God with faith. And number two, praise Him in the beauty of holiness. Praise Him in the beauty of holiness. Praise Him in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. We're going to go minimum for a start, maybe 15 minutes of praise. We could extend it, but I want you to heatedly praise your way into preservation. Let every agenda and calculation of the enemy concerning your life today be terminated, arrested, and aborted in Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet and let's give the Lord the praise, give Him the honor, give Him the adoration, worship Him, honor Him, adore Him. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them, I am praising my way into preservation. I am praising my way into deliverance. I am praising my way into preservation. Now, in the name of Jesus.
Give the Lord a clap.